1.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite. We love Thursdays because it's a Grand Haven Main Street spotlight.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
All right, Shia Lyons is in here. Hey, lady.
Hello, hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic.
Were you downtown on Saturday, last Saturday, for trick-or-treating?
Oh, Stevie was.
Okay, I gotta say, man, outstanding.
It was fantastic.
Oh,
my
gosh.
I saw pictures and videos, and the turnout was just unbelievable.
Yeah, it was.
The girls had so much fun.
Yeah, it was awesome.
They do such a good job.
I know.
Shondi really kills it.
It was outstanding. It was just outstanding.
Yeah.
Okay. We do have a skeleton in here that's left over from Bones About Town. It looks like me, doesn't
just
it?
Just like you.
It's really weird.
Have you done a picture next to it yet?
We will do that
yes.
before you leave.
Yes.
And every now and then when I'm doing something in here out of the corner of my eye, I'll catch it and I'll go,
like there's someone there.
Yeah, it just freaks me out.
It looks definitely like a real person.
I'm on the Marushka website right now, and I am in love
yes.
with like the Halloween stuff and the fall stuff and just everything for our audience who may not know.
Yes.
And I don't want to assume everybody tuning in knows what Marushka is. Please tell them what it is.
Well, after 50 years, I really hope that you do. But
yes.
Marushka has been around for over 50 years.
Amazing.
They have been in the screen printing business ever since. Dick Sweet started it. He was a high school art teacher
uh-huh.
and started it. And then shortly thereafter, Randy Smith, who is the current owner,
okay.
joined on when he was in high school going into college. He started as a traveling salesman selling the canvas prints out of the back of his car.
Amazing.
All around the, you know, down to Florida, all over the
yeah.
country. So he has been invested for a very long time.
Yeah.
And so Randy is now the owner
mm-hmm.
and does an amazing job.
Mm-hmm.
If you get in there, he's just a ray of sunshine all of the time. But so Marushka has deep, deep history in the community.
Yeah.
Pretty much every person I know has had a Marushka canvas print on their wall. I mean, I have a handful. I grew up with them on my wall.
Isn't that something?
It's pretty amazing. But the thing that's crazy is that they started with the canvas prints
mm-hmm.
and stopped printing canvas prints in 1989.
So these, you see these all over the world.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Japan, there's a huge,
okay.
so that's the Michigan Rag clothing is really big in Japan.
Okay.
So that's the canvas clothing they did after the canvas prints.
Okay.
So they moved in, well, it was kind of, they were seeing that clothing was a bigger,
yeah.
you know, sell. So then
sure.
they went into clothing and they screen printed clothing that were like the canvas jackets.
Yeah.
The pants.
Nice.
You've seen those were huge in like the 90s. And so
yeah.
they had, those, and now those have had a huge resurgence among the younger kids, but also specifically in Japan for some reason, they're huge.
Wow.
But yes, I run the social media, which
mm-hmm.
is, you know, the portion of what I do at Marushka.
Yeah.
And I get messages from people every day.
I believe
from California, Colorado, New York, all over that collect these and
mm-hmm.
they look for them and they find them online. And it's pretty amazing. They're beautiful and
yeah.
they really are good right now with the aesthetic of decorating right now. So
mm-hmm.
I feel like they've gotten a resurgence in popularity. But so they transition from the canvas prints to the canvas printed clothing to screen printed t-shirts.
Got
and
it.
So that's what you see today.
Yeah. And the quality is really good.
Unbelievable.
It
and
lasts forever.
Every single piece is screen printed in Grand Haven.
That
so
says a lot.
It's
wow.
really quite amazing. The team is amazing. The screen printers are amazing and they print, hand print every single item, which is fun because, you know, then they're picking colors of shirts, colors of ink, which you may not really think of as that big
right.
of a deal, but it makes a huge difference. So the skeletons, as you said,
I love that.
A huge seller all year because they're so cute. But if the skeleton walking the dog is a newer one.
Mm-hmm,
that one's so
mm-hmm,
cute.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some great Halloween prints. Obviously, that's kind of on the tail end, but you'll see
yeah.
as Halloween passes that there are some amazing holiday prints.
I'm going to get my daughters a couple things that maybe I'm going to do that as a tradition for them starting
yes.
this year. I want to do something like that. How cool would that be? I love
Absolutely.
That.
And that's, you know, there's a lot of tradition in Marushka.
Yeah,
so there are people
right.
who come back every summer for their girls' trip or who every year buy their kids the same print as they grow. And I mean, my kids have grown up from onesies till now in Marushka. So,
oh.
And I'll be, you know, I do a lot of work in Grand Rapids and kind of around, and I see Marushka prints everywhere.
How cool.
It's
yeah,
su-
you're all
it's
over.
Such a
yeah,
cool
you,
legacy.
You're all over. Did you go to Costco in Muskegon yesterday?
I didn't.
I just had to ask yesterday. It's all over social media.
Yes.
What was it like? Is it nice? Da, da, da.
Oh, I can't wait. Maybe today.
Maybe today, huh? How important is Grand Haven Main Street to what Marushka does?
It's incredibly important. I mean, Randy has been in the building that he's in since 1985.
Mm-hmm.
It was previously the Buffalo Bob's building, which is kind of interesting. So if you're in there and you look on the floor, you'll see little buffalo metal buffaloes cut out, and that's because it used to be Buffalo Bob's. But, I mean, Randy's been involved in Grand Haven Main Street since forever.
Mm-hmm.
But they are such a, I mean, and in particular now with Shondi at the helm, she does such an amazing job partnering with the local business owners, creating interesting and fun events downtown for
this segment in itself, Grand Haven Main Street. I've learned so much about the businesses in town.
Absolutely. We have incredible local businesses and shopping locally. This is my favorite thing to talk about.
I know it is. And it's so important.
But it's so true that the local economy, even if you just think to get your t-shirts at Marushka, or you think to get your jam at Blueberry Haven, or if you think to get your spices at Fortino's, whatever, your coffee, whatever it might be, you are keeping more money in our local economy in Grand Haven with our people who then spend it locally, which is good for our local economy. If you're spending it elsewhere, if you're buying all those things, it does take a little bit of an extra.
It does.
It's a little more work than clicking a button online. But
boy, is it fun.
But it's so much more fun. You get to meet the people behind the stories. And you know what? You can actually buy online from a lot of these businesses.
Right.
So you can also do that if you're not, you know, able to get down. So,
I love it.
Yes. So the Main Street community is amazing. The people are what make it. And Shondi is doing a fantastic job.
Saturday was just outstanding. We had so much fun. We just had so much fun. And it was just... It was perfect. It really, really was. What are you handing out for trick or treat? Because you know you are what you treat. So what do you give out?
Oh, me personally.
Yeah. What do you give out?
Well, we're chocolate people.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
But my parents actually pass out candy at my house.
Okay.
And, we go
and then you
and
go off
and
all right, right on. I love that.
We'll see how much Gigi eats. What do you think Gigi's going to eat?
A lot. Yeah. All right. Well, if you don't like Butterfingers, save me some and then you can drop them off here. I've been telling the audience that. But everybody
that's
likes Butterfingers. I love Butterfingers. Yeah.
Yeah,
I do.
That's not one I like either.
That's something. This is so cool. So in the next couple of weeks, we'll see some holiday stuff on the website.
Honestly, you'll see it very, very soon.
Okay, wonderful.
When I say holiday, it doesn't necessarily mean like Santa hats, even though
Right.
There's also really great like winter trees.
Mm-hmm.
Snowflakes is a huge popular one.
Okay.
Nice. So there's a lot of different ones that will work all winter long. So even if you get them as a gift, there are some really beautiful, like very specifically Christmas themed one. There's a Santa sleigh one that's really fun.
Sure.
So yeah, they have great Christmas stuff.
I absolutely love this idea. You can, you know, give this as a gift to people out of state as well.
And they have tea towels, which
is an
incredibly giftable item. So if you don't know someone's size, I do the tea towels for gifts because it goes well with something.
This younger generation is all about tea towels. No, I don't know what it is.
They're cute.
Yeah, my daughters are into tea towels. Yeah, okay. That is a great gift,
it's
tea towels.
It's more decorative, I suppose.
I think so.
Yeah,
I think so. All right. So you got to get your daughter off to school here.
That I do. She likes to come see you, though.
I know she does. Good to see you. I hope you have a happy Halloween. Are you freaked out by that skeleton? No, that was amazing, too. Bones About Town.
Oh, my gosh.
People really, like, took that seriously. It was off the
hook.
That
event is unbelievable.
I know.
We walked around
and
saw all the storefronts. They're so creative.
And
it brings so many people in.
I know. Thanks for being here.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
It's been another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.
Go, go, down.